And a man brought in a collection of documents from the investigation of the Lindbergh baby and claimed the documents show Bruno Hauptmann was framed as the kidnapper and killer of the baby. Ion, true?
No, you can't get it from true. Is it accurate? No, it's not accurate.
Yeah, in other words, it's not accurate that Bruno wasn't. No,
correct.
He wasn't framed as a kidnapper.
Correct.
You see him involved?
No.
Hmm. He just, well, if he wasn't involved, it sounds like he got framed.
Okay. Whatever you want.
You're saying he didn't get framed. He just happened to be walking by? And
you don't get framed. He didn't have anything to do with it, but it was the fastest path to his joy to be the fall guy for it.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of like, were you raped? No, I was a willing victim. Well, did intercourse take place? Yes. Okay, so you were raped? No, I was a willing victim. See, it ain't rape if you're a willing victim.
Okay, if so, who's the guilty party in kidnapping the Lindbergh baby?
The Lindbergh baby.
I can't even think of that. The baby kidnapped itself.
I want to be kidnapped. Yeah. I want to be kidnapped.
So, I'm sick of this Lindbergh crap. I don't even know what all this is. If I'd have known it was going to be like this, I'd have been born in Manhattan. I can tell you that for sure, under a much nicer family than this. All they do is smoke cigarettes and drink liquor and have a big time, and don't give me the time of day. I'm out of here.
Are there factors that lined up with vibrational proximity to collaborate and enhance the baby's delicious desire?
Of course.
It worked, yes. And
is there a name attached to such
factors?
No.